It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us on Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and in the captain chair is Sharon Jackson. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I haven't seen anyone for a couple of weeks, so I'm kind of excited about being here.
I know. Where are you? You been on vacation?
I you know what? I put a hammock up in my backyard, and I've been there for 2 weeks laying.
A staycation.
Even if it's cold, I put an electric blanket on me out there.
That sounds nice, actually.
Yeah, I could breathe. I breathe freer outside.
It's beautiful.
Fresh air.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful outside. So we're starting to get closer to spring, and we're getting closer to going out to the lake. And so I figured, you know what would be great is bring an establishment by that's kind of by the lake, but up in Michigan City, where the water is clearer.
I brought you a special vehicle for the water to get us to where we need to go.
And we need to go to Zorn Brewery. Well, it's actually Zorn Brew Works. And it's kind of cool how they play on the name, like Zorn Brew Works, like the brew works for you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's how I look at it.
Cool.
But we'll talk to them more about it.
Yeah, we'll ask them where they got that.
And they brought in a smorgasbord of stuff. And we have Tom Lounges, our star from Midwest Speed over here, eating up all the food.
Damn right, huh?
Can you say that on NPR?
In Michigan City.
Right. Are they?
Down the street.
Oh, that's right. Bin. Yeah, you got the record bin over in Michigan City.
Yeah.
So they're pretty close.
Very close.
And the people you had on before this.
They're playing at Zorn this Friday. So see, it's all interactive.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And what was it? What's the name of the group?
Stop, Drop, Rewind.
Stop, Drop, Rewind. They'll be there at Zorn Brewery.
Okay.
So we did it all together. We didn't even plan it this way. It just happened this way.
I was just going to say that.
So, anyways.
Like, the alignment of stars.
Right. For Zorn Brewery.
Yeah.
Zorn Brew Works.
Right.
And I'm going to ask him, do they mind being called a brewery? I'm not sure, but
we'll have to ask him.
So, how are we going to get there?
Hovercraft.
Oh, from Back to the Future? Did they have a hovercraft?
Well, it was like a skateboard hovercraft.
Oh, this one's a whole car?
This is like a real one, yeah.
Like a Cadillac, maybe?
Yeah, like a big Navy boat.
Okay, let's get going.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Because you know what? We got to go from here, we got to go over Lake Michigan. You know, past all these other towns like Valparaiso and Chesterton and Westville's on the way there and the expressway. But we're going to bypass all that because we're taking a hovercraft straight to Zorn Brew Works in Michigan City. And we're going to try their beer. We're going to try their food. And we're sitting down talking with Ross and we're talking with Chris, the brewer. Wow, that's a nice quiet one. We must have good mufflers.
Sounds like a chopper.
It sounds like a chopper. We're landing. We're there. Hey guys, what's up?
How you doing today?
Good. Thanks how you doing, Ross?
Hey, I'm doing good. We're excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you guys. And folks, you need to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call. You know what? Zorn Brew Works with Ross and Chris here brought gift cards. And you know what? They're pretty good size gift cards. So give us a call. I mean, make a weekend out of it. Go to the Michigan City outlet or go downtown Michigan City. And then before or after, visit Zorn Brew Works. I mean, if you go before and you drink too much, maybe you're going to spend too much at the Lighthouse Mall. But either way, it doesn't matter. It'll be a nice day.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan.
So I'm going to introduce everyone to Ross Balling. He's a sales and marketing consultant for Zorn Brew Works. Am I right on that?
Yep.
Is that the title? And we got Chris Reesetter?
Reester,
okay. And he's the brewer from Zorn Brew Works. And they're both here in the studio, and they're going to explain all the, you know, the lip-smacking food that they have and all the delicious beer that already people are starting to mill around and get to. So how you guys doing?
Great.
So I'm going to ask you guys each a little bit about your backgrounds. So, Ross, give us a little about your background. You got some exciting background, actually, but go ahead. Tell us some background about yourself.
You know, I've been a professional beach volleyball player, professional volleyball coach for 30 years, and moved to Michigan City for the beach in 1999 and never looked back. Raised my family there, and my wife is a school teacher locally. And Zorn's has always been the place to go for the last 4 or 5 years for us. You know, even as a family, being able to bring the kids there and kind of be laid back, but have some tasty beverages as well as some great food. You know, Michigan City has really come around.
Did you play any volleyball for any colleges?
Nope. No.
That wasn't popular back then, was it?
Yeah, high school volleyball didn't start till 1996, I was lucky enough to play college basketball and transfer over to beach volleyball at a young age, and have some people from Lithuania and Ukraine come over and train me, and then all of a sudden, my life just changed. And from a sales marketing standpoint, I've been promoting adult beverages for almost 30 years, and when the Zorn opportunity came in with the current situation we're in with COVID, it was a perfect time for me to stay local and build relationships with small businesses across Northwest Indiana.
So Chris, a little background about yourself. Let everyone know who you are.
I make the beer at Zorn first and foremost, and second to that, I've been brewing professionally for coming up on 9 years.
So, were you 12 when you started?
No,
you're pretty young.
I actually just turned 40. So
really?
Go ahead and date stamp myself.
When you started doing this, have you always been brewing beer, or did you have other occupations in between?
I always really enjoyed beer, and I was always really intrigued by the process. I tend to get pretty fanatical about things when I, set out to learn about them. I want to learn everything as quickly as possible, and it was just something I kind of did prior to my brewing experience. I was a graphic designer for about 10 years and business logos and screen print, screen printed T-shirts and different things like that. And so I didn't go to school to be a brewer. I just kind of learned. I was just home brewed on the weekends to kind of cut
out of your bathtub.
What's that?
Out of your bathtub?
Certainly not. No, that would not make very good beer. I would not recommend that. But yeah, there's these things called carboys. They look like water jugs, but they're glass. And I had them scattered about the house, and was just kind of doing it for fun. And had an opportunity at another brewery and took it, and kind of never looked back. And I've been doing it professionally since then. So
you learned on the road.
I learned, like I said, prior to working at the brewery, and then kind of knew enough to, I guess, weasel my way in and, capitalize on the opportunity.
So can we just call you the brewing professor?
Sure. No, whatever you'd like.
Because that's what you remind me of, like a good brewing professor. Do we got somebody on the line there?
We do. Yeah. Dawn from Beverly Shores. She probably has a nice view.
Oh, yeah. Beverly Shores is a beautiful place. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We are a restaurant in Beverly Shores that has been carrying Zorn beer. And I just wanted to put a little shout out. We appreciate what you produce, and we're proud to be one of your vendors.
So, Dawn, what's the name of your restaurant?
It's called Goblin and the Grocer.
And where's that located?
It's in Beverly Shores, right on Route 12 and Broadway. So right at the entrance of the Indiana Dunes.
So when you carry the Zorn's beer, do you carry it as a keg or by can?
We carry it on tap.
On tap.
Mm-hmm.
And how many varieties do you carry?
We usually carry two.
Two? Two?
Yeah.
So what's your signature item over there? What are you
known for? Our signature item for us is probably our Wiener Schnitzel or our burgers.
Oh, really?
You should invite her to be a guest.
Yeah, well, we have to get your name and number. Well, I got your number and everything. I'm going to invite you to be a guest.
I would love to be a guest.
Okay. And you know what we're going to do? We're also send you a gift card out to Zorn Brew Works in Michigan City. So,
thank you. I appreciate it.
So now you got the beer there, but maybe you can go over there and just have something to eat too, right?
You better invite us.
Right? Absolutely. So I just wanted to say thank you for providing such a good product.
Well, we appreciate your business and the kind words.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dawn. We'll be sending that out to you soon. Folks, that's how easy it is. 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call. And Zorn Brew Works out of Michigan City will send you out a gift card. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So why beer? I mean, there's all kinds of other things you could have done. I mean, did you just like to drink beer? Or why did you gravitate to just beer?
I mean, I probably just started out just drinking it.
Were you underage when you were doing that? I just want to know.
Certainly not.
No, you weren't?
No.
So let me ask you, Ross, the owner, John Vanderpool?
Van Puren.
Okay, Van Puren. Why did he decide to buy up this brewery? And it's give us a little history about the building and how long it was sitting around and why he got into it. You know?
Well, I have to, you know, default over to Chris on some of these things, but I could just tell you he's a gracious man that really wants to help Chris and I and the rest of the staff grow our careers.
Okay.
And from the day I met him, he's always been there for us.
Well, Chris, the building's been around since, like, what, 1877?
1871, actually.
Okay.
So says the headstone on top of it, I suppose. So I got to go. That's all I have to go by.
And it was always a brewery. It was always a brewery.
Yeah. Philip Zorn used to work at a place called Bull and Bush, or Bush and Brandt, actually. Bull and Bush is a place in Colorado. It's a beer bar.
Okay.
I have a poster hanging up. I got my words got confused, but it's Bush and Brandt, and it was in Blue Island, Illinois, and he was he was from Bavaria originally, emigrated over here, and decided he wanted to do his own thing, much like a lot of people today in the craft beer world. He wanted to, you know, not work for, I guess, the guy he was working for, start his own place up, which I'm sure a lot of breweries, that's how they started, you know, work at one place and leave and start your own, or how, you know.
That's how we do it in the restaurants.
Yeah.
You cook as a grill cook, and after a while, it's like, hey, I'm going to get my own place.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Oh, it's all right. But yeah, he came over and started the brewery in 1871, and they were around until about 1936 or 37, and they managed to stay alive through the Prohibition, and they had changed hands several times, but it was all through, like, family members.
So always kept that name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
it was like the PH Zorn, which PH stands for Philip. That's how they, you know, used to abbreviate their names back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was PH Zorn. And then it went through a couple of different iterations, but yeah, it made
Ross,
it
stay
in the family.
You said the building was kind of vacant for a while.
Well, yeah, I believe almost 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, back in the it was renovated back in the 80s by a gentleman named Ken Fryer. He was a local architect, and he, you know, had some vision, you know, not too far off from John's, to kind of renovate this building where it had, by the late 70s or early 80s, it had already been abandoned for, you know, quite some time, so I'm sure it had its own challenges. And yeah, he just kind of did it and had businesses there. And I think before John took it over, the actual building across the street, not the building that we're currently in, I don't even really know. I'm sure for many decades it was just there.
So how long has John had it as a brewery?
Zorn opened in... I believe it was, 2016.
So you've been there since the conception?
I came on board pretty much January of 17, so more or less like right in the very beginning.
You know, almost like a partner in a way. Who you got on the phone?
Stephanie from Valpo.
Stephanie, how are you?
Yeah.
I am wonderful. How are you today?
Oh, you know what? With all this beer, all this food, and the sunshine outside, can't be any better. And I got a volleyball friend here. I mean, you don't see too many guys that like to play volleyball, and I'm one of them.
You can tell.
Even though I'm only
5 foot
two, I still like to play volleyball. So you got a question for us?
Not a question. I kind of just called in because I have connection to both, well, the band that was just on with Tom Lounges. I'm actually engaged to the guitar player.
Okay,
and we're actually getting married at Zorn's sister facility, or I don't know what you call it, but the brewery lodge up in Michigan.
Yeah, State? Yeah, that's John's, that's his hotel. He's the owner of Zorn. He has that in addition to Zorn. It's another kind of aspect of our portfolio, if you will. It's located right down the road, just a couple of miles, and it's definitely a great spot, and happy to hear that you're going over there.
So
Can't wait to have Zorn beer at the wedding also.
Well, so. How about the food? Hey, wait, Stephanie. How about food? No grub? You just want beer?
Oh, I can't sing the praises enough about the food. My fiance and I have eaten at Zorn several times. I think my favorite thing I've had there, honestly, was the hummus. It is very delicious. Not something you can find, made around here. And it is fantastic there. But all the food, I haven't had anything bad there at all. So
you do you live in Michigan City?
No,
you live in Valparaiso. So what we're going to do, Ross and Chris from Zorn Brew Works out of Michigan City, look, they just gave it to me, a gift card to mail to you so you can go and, you know, have some extra food and beer before the wedding.
Do some scouting awesome. To find out what beers might sound good and keep them in mind.
Sounds great. I know Peach Buzz is my favorite. I don't know if it'll be around at that time. But,
yeah, I don't know. Considering possibly bringing it back. We just got to kind of see how a couple of things go on our end as far as, you know, tank logistics and things like that. But I certainly there has been talk anyways in my with me and my assistant, Steve, about possibly bringing that back. So we'll see.
Oh, glad to hear it.
Stephanie, what day is the wedding?
September 18th.
I'll be crashing it. Thanks for calling in. Have a nice day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Folks, dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Zorn Brew Works. We have Ross and Chris here, and they brought gift cards, and they're pretty generous. So if you want to have a weekend and go out to Michigan City and visit the Outlet Mall and have a few beers and some food, give us a call, 769-9577. So she was talking about this specific brew. Was it Peach Fuzz?
Peach Buzz.
Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz, B-U-Z-Z.
So what? Tell us a little bit about that.
It's just a pretty classic, like, American-style, like, blonde wheat type ale, just pretty light, and we add fresh peach to it during the fermentation, just to kind of give it a nice, you know, subtle peach flavor.
So the whole thing with fruits in the beers and sweetening it up, has that become a little bit of a trend? Are people getting away from that dark stout? Is it more women like that more than men?
I certainly wouldn't say that. I mean, beer is very universal, and I know plenty of women that drink, you know, bold, like 12% stouts, like it's nobody's business. And mm-hmm. It just, you know, I prefer lighter stuff myself. And
Sharon, when I see a stout, I want to get my toast and put butter on it. And I feel like it's cocoa, like I should be able to dunk my toast.
Like it
says. I thought you said toes.
Like no toes.
No toes. Oh, yeah. I mean, I like a good dark beer once in a while.
Do you? I like an ale. I like a pale ale. Mm-hmm. I'm not really into, like, the stronger flavors.
Yeah, I'm more of a pale ale guy and just kind of, I really like lagers.
Is things trending? Like, how are things trending with beers?
Seltzer is very popular, which is...
What is a seltzer?
Because
you brought one in.
Let's get this right out of it. It's certainly not beer.
It isn't.
It is not beer. So how is it produced? Not even close.
So how is that produced? Because you've been hearing that, like, the big guys that are out there, you know, I've been hearing seltzers. I mean,
it's essentially produced on the same exact equipment that you would make beer. It's just a lot less steps.
Like what steps are what the fermentation of it all?
Oh, you still have to ferment it in a temperature controlled environment to keep, you know, even, you know, flavor across the board and things like that. But as far as the actual production of it, it's nothing really too fancy, but it's kind of more on the you know, fermentation process. And
is it lighter to the palate? Is it sweeter?
Yeah, we actually brought one today. So I mean, I don't know. If you guys are gonna,
yeah, we're going to
crack into some of those. I could probably talk.
I mean, I'm off after this. I'm not even going back to the restaurant.
Well, that's nice.
But yeah. I mean, it's basically bubbly water.
That's what
kind of has a neutral taste, but it definitely has it's kind of like like she just held up.
It's like a can seltzer of seltzer type that's water. Alcoholic?
So what I'm going to do, Chris, I'm going to ask you, describe the atmosphere. I mean, Ross can describe the atmosphere of the building, you know, Theater of the Mind. Tell everyone how it looks. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to crack open that seltzer. You know,
yeah, grab a couple cups. I don't know. When I went in there the first time I ever went into Zorn, I was really impressed with just the overall feel of the place. It's
is that it, Chris?
This
can is so big.
Oh, great.
I mean,
it's
huge.
Yeah, we call those crawlers.
Okay.
32 ounces?
32 ounces. Right, it's...
So everyone knows I'm for real.
Yeah. That's very real.
That's very real. And this is the seltzer, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and
that's actually not.
Oh, go ahead. Let me find this. Oh, I know which one it is.
Which one is that he just poured?
That looked like the Red Devil. That's our IPA. Yes, sir.
That's it.
Okay. Don't forget to pour me some.
I'm going to pour you some, don't worry. We're all going to have a little
bit.
So
we're going to try the seltzer first, since that's probably, you know, going to be like the most neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
So, you know, I noticed when I looked online at your establishment,
You got like this big, chandelier.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful building. It's all in earth tones.
Mm-hmm.
You see the old brick.
Yeah. It's like I said, the first time I went in there, I was just really impressed with the overall, way that the building was being preserved.
That's what you gotta drive.
John and a team of guys, Rick and Tim, and a couple of other people. That I'm not mentioning, not because I don't want to, just because there's too many people to mention, and but mainly,
I can drink that.
Tim, yeah, it's pretty good for what it is. I mean, like I said, it's not beer, so.
No, but you know, it's very, very good.
Yeah.
But I noticed when the pictures, it's like earth tones, a lot of brick. Do you have places for she's going to have the wedding, so do you actually have a party room?
Yeah, we have it upstairs that. We have just installed a new 24 beer tap bar, and the upstairs you can rent it for private events. I just ran into my math teacher from 1997 yesterday, and
you Carter?
No, but he still honestly, it's crazy. He looks the exact same. It doesn't look like he's aged a day, and he's retired now. But he said they have a group of retired math teachers that apparently hangs out and drink beer, so they were thinking about coming and renting the upstairs. And
I didn't notice that. The pictures were from up top, but you have an upstairs too.
Yeah, that's
a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that whole area of Michigan City, and me and Ross were talking earlier in the green room that's not green, about how it seems like people are gravitating back to the old towns, Crown Point, Valpo.
Yeah.
You see Griffith. Is that what's going on in Michigan City?
I feel very, I've lived in Michigan City now for about 15 years, and it's been a pretty cool to watch it just evolve over the last 15 years, and it's really come a long way, and they're doing a lot with the downtown area, Franklin Street, the north end of town where the beach is, and
I know on Friends and Neighbors on our sister station, Channel 56, there's a antique stores over there where they read a lot of that kind of stuff too.
Mm-hmm. There's a really good place called Good News Vintage.
I think that was on TV.
Yeah, my friend Amy, she's the proprietor of that business. She just, she always has really cool stuff in there, and that's definitely some place if you've never been to Michigan City, like Tom's Record Lounge, Tom's Bin Record Lounge. Yeah.
He's got records.
Yeah,
that go
he
around.
Has lots of circular things that play music. And
So, what do you guys sit in there? How many people? What's capacity?
With all the restrictions and stuff over the last year. I have no
idea. Well, how
about
outside? You have outside.
We actually just last year.
Yeah, I saw it. It looked beautiful.
Yeah, we fenced in our whole entire side lot, and we're putting another 24 tap bar that'll be feeding the beer garden, and we have a patio, and I don't know. I don't think we're stopping anytime soon. So
no. How about you had some saber?
Yeah, no. I mean, we have about four or five special events already.
That's what I was going to ask about, some events.
Ready for that. And I think the one thing that with the outdoor area, Zorn's done a great job with the fencing and just their overall wood, architect and all that stuff for the backyard. And we have a wrestling group coming out for a fundraiser. We have Marquette High School doing a fundraiser. So, anybody that's looking to do a large fundraiser, we can host about 100 to 200 people in our backyard. So it's pretty cool.
And people can go online and see that.
Yeah.
Because I did. You have something like 400 pictures that people can view the brews, the food, and the atmosphere of the place.
Yeah.
Who do we got there, Sharon?
We have Stephanie. She's wanting to give a shout out for Strachan Ventil.
Stephanie.
Yes.
Sorry. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you have a question for either Ross or Chris?
I don't have a question. I actually work with Ross. He is one of my reps for Zorn. I am a grocery manager at Strike and Mantle, and I just wanted to call and give him a shout out.
Hey, Stephanie. Thanks so much for carrying our beer and being a great partner. We look forward to working with Strike and Mantle to bring in some new customers and, make sure everybody has a safe and successful weekend as they're having some fresh Zorn beer.
Stephanie, how many different varieties do you carry of the Zorn beer?
As of right now, we have two in stock.
Now, do you have these big, like, growler. They call growlers.
That can one is a crowler.
A crowler.
A growler is actually a glass jug.
Do you carry the 4 ounces? The crowler, that thing that's like as big as my forearm?
No.
No, you go with the little ones.
Yeah, we have a
six pack and a four pack.
Okay. Have you ever been out to Zorn's?
I have not personally. No.
So, you know what? Ross just nudged me on the shoulder. He gave me a gift card, and we're going to mail you out a gift card to Zorn's Brewery. And you know what? It's $30. I'm not going to say it too loud. It's $30.
Oh, awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Call again,
okay? Have a good
one. Oh, you want to tell those people at Strack and Van Til's I've been wanting somebody from their seafood department to come on, and they keep blowing me off.
Okay, I will.
I'm an open book. I don't hide anything.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Bye, Steph.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So how many vats do you got over there, Chris?
We have 2 10-barrel fermenters, 10-barrel Bright, 2 20-barrels, and 2 20-barrel fermenters, and another 20-barrel Bright. So I guess that makes 6.
6 that you can do. 6 different. Now, from beginning to end, how long does it take to make a batch of beer?
It pretty much takes me an entire day to actually do the what we call the hot side process, which is the actual making of the wort and the beer. It's actually called wort, like W-O-R-T, mm-hmm. like the thing that grows on your toe, not toast, toe.
So what did you mean when you said tank logistics?
I always kind of say that it's kind of like playing a big game of chess or checkers. You got like take one thing and move it. Something else opens up, and you kind of it's just the.
So whatever vat opens
only
up.
Only have so many tanks to work with.
Yeah, we got to time stuff according to you know. Just how stuff's going. So
yeah. So who decides on the flavors you're going to come up with?
I mean, I definitely get some input from John. Aside from that, pretty much myself and my assistant Steve, we kind of just figure out what we have in the cooler, what we haven't made, what we, you know, maybe we haven't made something in a year or two, like Peach Buzz. Sometimes we'll brew stuff, you know, 2 years in a row and then let it fade away for a little bit. And
how many flavors do you want to have on hand? What do you shoot for?
Well, we have 24 handles. I just, you know, that's a pretty lofty goal to try and get 24 beers. It's a lot of, you know, just a lot of work physically and just, you got, you know, the beers, they can't be rushed. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes
so
time.
You can't just turn up the flame like in the kitchen and just
no,
rush it.
Yeah, you start rushing things like that and you may as well not even, you know, bother because, I don't know, I don't like making bad beer and there's, you know.
What happens when you make bad beer? What, do you just dump it down the drain? You ever make bread out of it? I don't know.
I mean, you could definitely dump it down the drain. You have to do some paperwork that's involved.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just to do that, really?
Yeah, the brewery world in general is regulated, you know, by the TTB and there's certain protocols and procedures for doing things like that. You can't just dump beer down the drain, but that's definitely one way to deal with it, and fortunately for us, we have not had to do that yet. So,
wow, why they think you're going to drink it or something? What's
no, like they don't really care about the liquid; they just see it as tax dollars. They're not getting tax dollars on that, so they want to know that, like, okay, I don't know. It's just it's all a tax thing.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Chris is. Done a great job with a few of the beers that I love. Now, After Two is the IPA hazy.
Hazy IPA.
And Chris can talk a little bit more about what's in it, but I'll tell you, it is one of those amazing beers. And I always tell the team, when you open up a can of hazy, you're in love with it from the time you open it up because of the smell and the beautiful aromas that come out of the can.
What makes it hazy?
We put a combination of malted barley, we put some malted oats in there, and we put flaked oats, and that kind of gives it, there's a process called biotransformation where the hop oils interact with some constituents from the malts and kind of creates what would be considered a chill haze. So technically, hazy IPA is maybe like 10 years ago, a couple years ago, it might have been considered a flaw if you put a beer out that looked like that. People would just kind of wonder what the brewer was thinking because my whole entire career as a brewer and home brewer was I was always trying to make the we call it bright, which means clear, mm-hmm. not hazy, the opposite of hazy. You can see through it, read a newspaper. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we strive for as brewers. And so it's just kind of an interesting beer that kind of took hold a couple years ago, and now it's like the hottest thing out there. It's all everyone wants to drink, I guess.
So that's your trend.
That's one of the trends.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're sitting here with Ross and Chris from Zorn Brew Works out of Michigan City. We're drinking some, I'm drinking the seltzer. I like the seltzer.
Tastes really good.
Very good. Yeah. What do you like, if you could use like one word to describe the taste that you're tasting?
Clear.
Clear?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one
clean.
Way. I mean, you're
clean.
Right.
Clean.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. See, I mean, I can deal with beer, but the lagers, the stouts it's just too heavy for me. I like the lighter ones. That's why when I was a kid, I used to like drinking those Little Kings.
Yeah, well, actually, Little Kings is a cream ale specifically, and Golden Grain, which is one of the beers that we carry, that's one of the two beers that we currently package in cans. So if you like Little Kings, you're going to like that. That's actually my favorite beer is the Golden Grain. It's one of Golden Grain's an original name to Zorn.
Mm-hmm.
They had a beer back in the day called Golden Grain. So,
do you patent any of your names?
I guess when we name it and put it into a package and get a UPC label for it, I guess that's kind of like the, hey, we're claiming this.
So, Chris, what did you bring us to taste?
That one that she just put in front of you looks like the Red Devil. That's our red IPA. We did a pretty fairly straightforward malt bill on that beer. Used Pilsner malt, Crystal 20, some dehusked barley, Citra hops, El Dorado. I'm sure I'm probably forgetting something, but it's what I just like to call it an IPA, but I guess technically speaking it would be considered a red IPA because it looks kind of like it has like a reddish hue to it, and it's definitely
but it's not, I don't feel like it's real heavy in flavor.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like to kind of make I don't really like to tip the scale. Like after two, we tip the scales real heavy on that one, and a lot of the other beers I tend to try to make them very just down the middle of the road, balanced.
Is darker stronger?
It goes down
no,
easy.
No, the color of the beer has nothing to do with
how about stout? Is stout stronger than this pale ale?
No. It's more based on the extract you're getting from the barley, because that's where the sugar comes from, and sugar gets converted to alcohol.
So how do you zoop up the alcohol? Is there a way you can just
more malt?
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
more malt makes it strong. What's your strongest beer out there?
The strongest one that we've made to date is 10%. It was a beer called Snowball. It was a Scottish style. I'm blanking right now.
That's fine.
a Scotch, not a heavy, wee heavy.
Okay, well, you just said something. You said Scotch. Mm-hmm. You ever put any kind of whiskey, bourbon, or anything in your beers?
No, the TTB would come down and like swoon in on our place.
Okay,
and they've
I'm just wondering
that,
if you can like merge it, like you know.
No, that's called fortifying, and you're not. That's not legal. We don't have.
In a food world, we just say we're infusing it.
Yeah, but we have a different permit. We have a brewer's permit, so yeah.
So you guys deal with kegs, right?
Yeah, that's how we package everything.
Can I come there and get a wooden barrel of beer?
No, we only stainless steel kegs. Wood is we do some barrel aging, but
but not. How about gluten free?
Our seltzer is gluten free.
Oh, it is gluten free. Yes. You get a big call on gluten free?
We've definitely had people like say it in the past, but I guess besides it being a brewery, it is definitely a gluten factory. So
yeah.
I don't know. But our seltzer's gluten-free. But I guess if anyone's listening and cares, technically it's produced on equipment that that touches gluten.
You're not certified gluten-free. Offering it.
Yes, that's our gluten-free option, but it does come in. We obviously clean the equipment in between.
Right.
But
I mean, I have gluten-free items too, but we're not certified.
Yes.
But everyone seems to love it that way.
Yeah.
So, Ross, since I have to come back to you here because you're not saying too much, vessel. What kind of vessel is best to drink beer out of? What do you like to drink your beer out of?
Slim cans?
Mine is the After Two can. I mean, I got to be honest with you.
You like to drink your beer out of a can?
Oh, After Two is, like I said, it's an experience in itself. I mean, you don't have to have an ambassador for After Two.
Okay.
You just need the can and make sure it's nice and ice cold because it's an experience in its own. I'm telling you.
Did you bring the After Two here?
Yeah, we did, actually. Okay. The one with the orange cap on it.
Okay.
I've never heard of an After Two can.
Yeah,
excuse my ignorance.
Sharon, can you give me a little drink of that? You know, that'll get me going. But when I'm saying vessels, do you have frosted mugs there?
No.
No. Okay. Do you guys do the yard?
No, we do what's called a Willie Becker glass. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit. It looks kind of like a standard pint glass, which is actually considered a tumbler. It has just like a little bit of a flared edge on the top that kind of focuses the aroma to your olfactory senses, so that you're getting the full beer experience.
So you're saying the glass curves in,
yes.
So when you're drinking it, you're getting the aroma also.
Correct.
So. Seasonal beers. Do you look like at Christmas time? Do you make a beer with peppermint in it, or at do anything like that? Easter's time, you got beer that tastes like cotton candy. I don't know.
Pretty much, the seltzer is going to be kind of like that one you just tasted. It's a sour lime watermelon. We probably aren't going to be making that's the one. A sour watermelon lime beer anytime soon.
That's different.
My brewing style, I guess you could say, is very traditional. I don't like to use a lot of, unconventional ingredients, I would call them. I like to stick to the kind of core four and let those four, because that's technically what beer is the water, malt, yeast, hops, CO2. That's like the unsung hero of everyone's always knows the four, but there's the fifth one is CO2, and that's really the one that brings brings the party together. So
what are your top three beers? What do you make?
Selling wise,
yeah,
it's real close between the hazy IPA and the Golden Grain Cream Ale. It depends on the time of year, but lately it's been pretty much the demand for the hazy IPA has been huge. We've been really trying to keep it around, but again, it's gotta go through the paces of what's required for it to be ready to drink. So.
Well, I'll tell you, being out there on the field and being involved in small businesses such as some of our top clients, we're very, very thankful that After Two has been brought to the masses. And it's only been about 4 months of canning of After Two and Golden Grain. And I could tell you it's selling about 4-1.
It's a unique flavor.
Right now. And, we just are thankful we have found the right recipe for the flavor right now. And Chris and his team have done a great job with it. And, we always talk every week about the volume of sales and making sure that we got some After Two in the hopper.
Nice. And our receptionist, Belinda, had a question. One of them was, do you do tours?
Pretty much since the pandemic hit that, we didn't have like a regularly scheduled tour per se, but if I was there on a weekend or if somebody was there and the bartender said, hey, these people are from out of town, or hey, this person wants to see the brew equipment, as long as I wasn't completely just in the middle of something I can't walk away from, I usually am happy to take the time away just to kind of show somebody around and talk their ear off about beer, so...
And she also wanted to know, are darker ales sweeter, less bitter, and what do you ask for sweet beer?
Right now, as far as, like I said multiple times, beer is one of those things where people think like dark beers are strong, and beers can be anything they want to be, you know. If
does it depend on the hops? I mean,
there's American grown.
Is that the main flavor? I mean, the hops is what determines it all?
For our hazy IPA, yes. For our IPAs, yes. Beer like Golden Grain, that's going to be more of like a beer that's going to showcase the malt. So we put flaked corn in that beer. We put a little bit of Pilsner malt as well as traditional just two row brewers malt. And that's, you know, each beer is different. That's, you know, it's no different than cooking American potato salad versus a German potato salad or something like that. It's a generic thing, but I mean, just a quick off the cuff comparison per se, you know, you're going to, you know, a German potato salad is hot and has vinegar.
Right.
American one's cold and has mayonnaise, you know, it's just a different, you know, you're going to, the goal anyways is to always try to use ingredients that, you know, either are from that region. If you're brewing a German style Pilsner, you want to use German Pilsner malt, German grown hops, things like that. And I tend to always, if we're doing any sort of style that's non-American, I always tend to say the word style in front of it. Just because I, you know, it's kind of like when wine has to be made in a certain region and things like that. We just, in the beer world, not everybody does it, but I like to preface it with, you know, German-style Pilsner, German-style Hefeweizen, or Czech-style, or whatever, you know, we're going for. So,
you had something to say, Rob?
Yeah, I could just tell everybody that, you know, the After 2 is an awesome beer, and it comes in 16-ounce cans, 4-packs. We sell it at about 90 locations.
Really?
And Chris and I are constantly working together as a team to make sure we can provide enough beer to our customers, and we're looking forward to the future. I just have to say, you know, I think everybody needs to drink responsibly and get ready for the summer, because I think there's going to be a lot of consumption going on, and I think we got to be real responsible.
Okay, I got one for you, Chris.
Sure.
Performance beers. Have you heard about them?
Like the electrolyte ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly have. Yeah, I've actually drank some before.
Good for volleyball, Ross.
All right.
Tell us about them.
There's actually one. It's this from this brewing company called Wellbeing. It's actually a non-alcoholic beer. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah, which might sound weird coming from a brewer, but believe it or not, there's a lot of really good non-alcoholic beer in the market that doesn't just taste like water. It's actually, there's a lot of craft companies, but they make one that's electrolyte enhanced, and it just tastes like, I don't know, well, you were definitely around in the 90s, and Ross was too, that like orange gum, that like athletic gum that just like lost flavor in 2 seconds.
Right, and it wetted your mouth, sort of.
It tastes like that, crossed with like cereal, kind of.
You're thinking about doing any of that?
Non-alcoholic beer, electrolyte beer.
Electrolyte.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be something cool to do. It's not in the immediate planning. We're just trying to keep up with the stuff that we know right now is, you know, going to move
I got
for
another
us.
One for you.
Okay.
Busch came out with a beer.
Yeah.
For dogs.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've actually brewed a dog beer before.
Well, I mean, there's Frosty Paws, which is the ice cream, which is probably water with some kind of food. What makes it? I mean, does it taste like beer?
Yeah, it tastes like wort. The stuff I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
We basically just left the hops out and we didn't ferment it. We used a preservative called potassium sorbate to stabilize it so it doesn't re-ferment the residual sugar, or not residual. It's just the sugar we put in it. Like, we didn't dump sugar, but we got sugar from the malt, and then we added sweet potato flour, molasses, and a couple of other malts just to kind of give it some flavor, and it just tasted kind of like Ovaltine.
Do you have it now?
No, was just a thing we did actually right before the pandemic last year. It was like the last cool thing I did before, you know, we all sat at home for months.
So you brew this beer, and you got some beautiful cans.
Thank you.
I mean, great artwork.
Yeah, I actually did the artwork on those.
That's what I was getting. Who does a lot of the artwork? You're pretty responsible for that?
Yeah, like I said, I did graphic design for about 10 years, so I still do moonlight in the graphic design stuff when I can at Zorn. So
does a canner come to your place, or you guys can yourself?
No, we have our own can. It's you know, probably about as big as this control board right here, and it fills 4 cans at a time, and it does a really good
job.
And
you guys do it for all these 90 locations?
You know, Chris and his staff have done a great job, and you know, I sometimes walk in on them and I feel like I got to stop and help them. But, you know, I think I'm helping the team, you know, just moving our good beer and trying to take care of our small business customers. Because, you know, out of those 90, we probably have about 50 of them that are small businesses that just been hurt. And anything we could do to help them bring in more customers. And we feel our after two is in our Golden Grain are those type of beers that bring customers to their stores.
So your water, is it just Lake Michigan water?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your hops, where's the origin of your hops?
We use hops that are grown all over the place. It, like I said, it just depends. We use hops from Germany. We use hops from the Pacific Northwest, Yakima Valley, Washington.
Anything local? Because there is a...
Yeah.
Is there a hops grower out in Michigan
City?
Yeah,
Howe Farms.
Howe Farms, yes, yeah. I've
correct.
Had him on. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. He grows hops locally. I think there are some other Indiana hop growers. There's a lot of hops in Michigan. I just saw an article, I think it was yesterday, that was claiming that the hidden gem of the hop industry is Michigan, which I can definitely attest to because their hops are... You could grow the same variety in Michigan as you could in the Pacific Northwest, and you're going to get two totally different products because of, I believe it's called the terroir, which is like the land that it grows on. So mm-hmm. it kind of like takes on characteristics of the land. And the parallel, the like longitude or latitude, whatever, up and down, side to side. But that's on the same as like the fruit. It's the fruit belt, you know.
Right.
It's like the California of the Midwest, if you will. So great
nice.
Growing conditions. So.
Folks, we only got like 8 minutes left. You want to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Joining the conversation with Ross and Chris from Zorn Brew Works out of Michigan City. Can you give us the address?
605 East 9th Street, Michigan City, Indiana, 46360. We are located on Michigan Boulevard and 9th Street, my bad, kind of near the marina and Blue Chip Casino.
Real quick, phone number.
219-243-7147. Let me just confirm that real quick. That I can't believe I just recited that.
Well, you know, and people can call there to like reserve a room for parties and stuff like that, right?
Correct. So okay. the correct number, I'm not sure if I got it correct, but it's 219-243-7157. So, yes, you can call there or you can email info@zornbrewworks. There's two W's in there, .com. And they can get you pointed in the right direction if you're looking to book, you know, book a private event or
curbside pickup,
book a room at the brewery lodge. You're gonna have to get a hold of them, but I mean, they can if you call there and they can somebody whoever on the other end can point you in the right direction of who you got to call over there or whatever. But
okay,
do you sell swag T-shirts? Did you design that T-shirt?
Drip. It's drip. I heard swag is out. It's now
yeah.
drip.
Who said that? Your kids.
Yeah, I did actually. This is just a spin off of an old logo. It used to this one says Zorn, but it actually used to say Zorro, Z-O-R-O, which was the near beer, which is non-alcoholic. That was the temperance beverage is what they called it. That's what they produced during Prohibition, and I took the O out and kind of like created the N and worked it. Brought it up to modern day, but I did do this design as well.
So if somebody walks in and they said, I'm not sure what I'm going to want to drink, can they get something that is smaller, like our cups, smaller
yeah,
portions
sure.
on a sort of like a charcuterie?
Yeah, we offer that exact thing. It's called a beer flight. I forget how many you pick. It's like five or six or, you know, it's more than one, and you can kind of just work your way down the line and sample all the different offerings we have. We have everything from light, dark, sweet, hoppy, boozy, low alcohol.
Ross, any loyalty programs there
mm-hmm.
with cards or any punch cards or
well, you know,
get your name on the wall?
Jake, our general manager, I'm sure has some things in the works. But you know, from my standpoint, I'm rarely at the tap house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always out building relationships with all the customers that we have. And I'll tell you one thing about Northwest Indiana. The glue to everybody in Northwest Indiana, especially in the food and beverage industry, is sports.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many people are connected, and it's all through kids' soccer, volleyball, basketball. And from one owner to the other, you know, sports has always been a part of the industry. And I remember back in the day when I was developing sports and the beverage industry, another brewing company said, you know what, there wouldn't be pro sports without alcohol. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is a big fundraiser. You know, the industry has supported sports, and it makes sense that a lot of small businesses are involved in sports, and that's what I love to do. And Zorn came to me with this opportunity, and it's been great.
What about Zorn that we haven't touched? I mean, they have a great food menu.
Yeah.
And we only got a few minutes left. Yeah. Can you give us an idea of some of the things they...
Burgers, wings.
What's that wrapped bacon thing back there? I thought it was Ramaki.
Those are bacon wrapped jalapenos. They have
I've never seen that.
They're like so good.
Pork style ground sausage stuffed on the inside, and they're wrapped in bacon. And
you guys do pizza?
We do flatbreads.
I don't know if I've seen this right. You do some seafood there too, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's more kind of like specials that they do occasionally. I don't think that we have a regularly scheduled seafood dish on our actual menu, but I do know that they run specials from time to time. And I think Facebook probably be the best place to check to stay up to speed on what they're doing in the kitchen.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, our new kitchen is only, I think, 6 months old.
It cracked a year, I think in November. So yeah, it's about
huge.
A year. It's about a year and a half now.
It's huge. It's from it's at least 20 by 20.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how's the food doing? I mean, how's the mixture? People go there to eat a lot? I mean,
yeah. I mean, there's plenty of days where I'll wander out to the tap room and. It'll be Monday at 2 o'clock, and it looks like a Friday at 7 o'clock, and I'm like, "What's going on out here?" It's great. So
we got a couple minutes left. You have food there. Now you have mixed drinks.
Yes.
Okay. You carry wines.
Yeah, we carry. I always like to say we try to cater to everybody because not everybody likes beer. Mm-hmm. We have wine. We have liquor. We have cider. Meads from time to time. Seltzer. This is we've had other seltzers from other places, but we try to group of three people go out. One person likes beer. Everybody else likes something different.
How about artwork? Do you guys do something with artwork?
Yeah, we have a lot of local artists.
I saw that.
There's a guy named Jeff Rainey. He's a really good artist. He's got some art hanging up, and
So I don't mean to rush things, but what didn't we cover here?
I'm sure that I left plenty off, and I could blither on for hours about beer and whatever. So
I'll give you. And Ross, one of the last words here. What do you have to say? Anything you want to end up with, Ross?
Well, I just think, I think people are all looking for a new adventure in terms of jobs. And I think Michigan City has plenty of opportunities for the hospitality industry. So if you're out looking for work, I think a lot of my customers, which are bar owners and restaurant owners, as well as Zorn's, are always looking for the top people to come work for them. So, keep positive while you're out there, and definitely stop over at Zorn Beer, Zorn Brew Works, and have a sample of our beer, and maybe it's a good opportunity for you to come work for us or another organization in the area.
Chris, 3 seconds. What do you got?
Just really appreciate everyone's support over the years, and if you haven't visited Zorn, definitely come check us out, see what we're all about. We'd love to have you. We have a great outdoor space and, good food menu. So
I want to thank Ross. I want to thank Chris from Zorn Brew Works out of Michigan City. Great place to visit. Beautiful atmosphere, rustic colors, great beer, great food menu. I encourage everyone to go visit Michigan City, stop off at Zorn's, and then go by the lake and enjoy the water. Yasu.